Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
John chapter 5, reading verses 25 and 26. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. Amen. Amen. The title of our message is The Voice of Christ. Jesus says to us that truly, truly, I say unto you, that the hour is coming and now is. He says it's not the hour for us to hear the voice of the Son of God. That as the Father has life in himself, so he had given to his Christ to have life in himself. That the days are coming, and now is the day which God promised for us to hear the voice of Christ. He said, they that hear shall live. They shall have life. Because as the Father has life in himself, so he has given to his Son to have life in himself. So that the Son of God is living. That's why he wants us to know this, that when we come to Jesus, to the Son of God, we have come to that living one. The one that is living, that the flesh profits nothing. The words of God, they are living. That God gave life to his word. That as God has life himself, he is the living one. He said his words are living. And that's why he said the word of God is living. In Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. And powerful. And so he's saying that we are now in the season of hearing the voice of the Son of God. And that we should hear him. Hear who? Hear the word speaking that God has committed life, and that living one is Christ. He said he has committed life to his Son. He has given eternal life to the Son of God. That heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of God in the Holy Bible cannot pass away. Jesus says that it's time to hear him. Hear who? Hear the Son of the living God. That's why he said to the disciples, they heard the voice of God in the mountain in Matthew chapter 17. Hear what the Holy Spirit says concerning his Son, Jesus Christ. Matthew 17, reading from verse 1, and we read it to verse 8. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear you him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were so afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus alone. Amen. It says that he took these three disciples of his, Peter, James, and John, his brother, to the mountain. That as he prayed, as Jesus was praying, he was transfigured before them. His face was shining like the sun, and his clothes was white. And then they saw him talking with Elijah and Moses. And then Peter, and they were confused. And then they said, Lord, it's good that we are here. Let's build three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. And then they said, why were you speaking? A bright cloud overshadowed them. And then they heard a voice from the cloud saying, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased, hear you him. He says they should listen to his son. And then Jesus touched them. When they got up, they only saw Jesus. He's saying to us that Jesus is the beloved son of God. Now, when we read in John chapter 5, verse 25, the days are coming when the dead shall hear the voice of the son of God. That son of God is Jesus Christ. And that is Jesus Christ is given to us so that we can listen to him. We can hear him talk. When we hear him talk, then we are hearing the word of God. And so that's what he ordained for us today. That's why he said, truly, truly, the days are coming now is that we who are dead in the flesh, we are not alive unto God. He said, then he's going to bring us alive unto God. We're going to see God in the face of Jesus Christ. So these disciples saw God in the face of Jesus Christ. They saw God shining. That's why he said, I am the light of the world. Who says so? The Son of God. He said, he that followeth me will not walk in darkness. He shall have the living light of God. That every word of God is living. The entrance of this word into our soul, he said, will give you light, spiritual light of God. And so he said that they didn't see anyone except Jesus. That's why the apostle Peter, who was there in the mountain, wrote this for us in 2 Peter chapter 1, reading from verse 16. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables, when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mountain. Peter says, he said, when we went with him, he took us to a high mountain. And then we heard this voice from excellent glory, that he received glory and honor from the Father. That this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. So Peter, Apostle Peter says, we are not preaching cunningly devised fables. We are preaching what we heard. That this confirmation came from God himself concerning his son. He identified his son to us. We didn't know him. And so he showed him to us. Therefore, we are preaching him. Look at it in verse 19 of 2 Peter chapter 1. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shine in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. He said, we discovered that every scriptures came from the excellent glory, from the Holy Ghost himself. That when we were in the mountain, we discovered that this God talks. He is living. And then we now understood that the words in the Bible which he gave to the prophets did not come from the prophets. He didn't come privately. He came from the Holy Ghost. He came from the Holy Spirit. And that his Holy Spirit speak. And then he's talking of his word. That we have a more sure word of prophecy. That when he said to us in the mountain, "This is my beloved son in whom I well pleased," he was talking of the Holy Scriptures. In the Holy Bible, he is the word of God, the Son of God. That we didn't follow corny devised fable. No, we didn't follow what we logic out. That we didn't come with this message by ourselves, Peter is saying. That it is God himself that gave confirmation of his son to us. That identified his son to us by speaking to us. We heard his voice. And this voice that spoke to the prophets. This Holy One, the Holy Spirit himself. And he says that every word in this Bible is my son. I give birth to all of them. And therefore he says you do well. You take heed to the Holy Scriptures. That this Holy Scripture is the very son of the living God. Jesus, whom he said they should listen to. And that this word of God is the voice of Christ. And that he is speaking. That as the Father, who spoke from eternity, spoke from the Spirit, has life in himself. He says, so he has given to his word to have life in himself. Therefore, he said, you do well, you listen to Christ. You listen to the Scripture talking. And that they are the very words of God. And so he's saying that the voice of Christ is the voice of the Holy Scriptures. That is, if we don't listen to him, if we don't hear the voice of the Word of God, it means we have closed our ear to Christ. That Christ is the very Scriptures in the Bible. And therefore, we take to him, we are doing well. If we don't take to him, we say we are gone the way of error. That he is that light, that wonderful light that is shining. That until the truth of the Bible, the truth of the Word of God arises in our hearts. That he is not missing. Therefore, we have a sure word of prophecy. That this word of God in the Bible is that sure Son of God, the unremovable Jesus. The word of God that abided forever. And say this word is being preached to us by the apostles, being preached to us by the prophets, that the prophets were testifying of him, the apostles testifying of him, who of this chief cornerstone, that as newborn babe we should desire the sincere milk of the word, that we may grow in the knowledge of him as a light, as he's shining more and more in our hearts, he said, until we come to the full knowledge of Christ. That the Christ you are hearing of is the Holy Bible, Peter said. We didn't follow crafty teaching. God confirmed it to us himself. And this same God spoke to prophets. This same God spoke to us. And then that's how we have the Holy Scripture. Say, you do well, you take to the Scriptures. That Scripture is that chief cornerstone. He is Christ, the living one. That's why Jesus himself said this in John chapter 8. I will read from verse 42 and to verse 43. Jesus said unto them, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word." He said the reason why they could not understand what he's saying is because they can't hear his word, that as the Father has life in himself, so he has given to the Scripture to have life in himself. That if they were of God, they would love the Scriptures. They would love the Word of God. That if we are of God, we would love the Holy Scriptures in the Holy Bible. They proceeded from God. Directly, Apostle Peter says. And he said the reason why the world cannot understand what he's saying, why the world is looking for Jesus today, they say they cannot hear the word. The word is talking. He talks. Who? The Scripture is living. He says, when you come to this stone, this word of God, you have come to the living Christ. He is that living stone that is disallowed of men. He has been rejected of men, but he's precious. The precious beloved Son of the living God is talking to us. He's speaking clearly. He says, if we take to him, we will hear what he's saying. That if we listen to the word of God, and then he's talking to us, then we have passed from the dead flesh to the living God, to the living Christ. That he's not talking of flesh. And he said, my flesh is meat indeed. My blood is drink indeed. He was not talking of the natural flesh. He was talking of the words. That it was his speaking, they are spirit, they are living. That as the invisible God, the Holy Spirit himself spoke. And then we have this Bible. He said that's how this scripture talks. He has life in himself. He's talking, so God ordained it. He gave us Christ so that we don't perish, but have everlasting life through Christ, through the Holy Bible. That when we keep looking to this perfect love, liberty, we all, the apostle says, with open eye, we are beholding him, that he is that spirit. Who? The scriptures. Is that spirit of God. He said, if we keep seeing Jesus, the veil is removed from us. And then as we keep looking onto this Jesus, this Holy Bible, and we hear that he's talking, he says, we are changed from glory to glory. To who? To him. We now see Jesus. We enter him, he enters us. Who? The word. He says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you are my disciples indeed. We now become a disciple of Christ. Through who? Through the Bible. He said, why is it they cannot hear his words? Because they are not disciples of the word. They are disciples of the flesh. Look at it in verse 44. Listen to what he said of John 8. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. He said, they are servants of flesh and blood. Their flesh and blood is their father. That's why they cannot hear the eternal father, the undiable father, being born again by the word of God. That if God were your father, if the word of God is our father, he said, we will hear the voice of his word. As animals are born and the little one hear the voice of who gave birth to them, he said, if we are born of God, we will hear the voice of his word, the apostle says. He will hear what he's saying when he said, this is my beloved son in whom I well please. He's speaking of the Holy Scriptures, which he gave birth to. That if we are of God, we will love whom he gave birth to. And that he gave birth to every word in the Bible, that they are their father, flesh and blood. The God of this world, Satan. That he is speaking of his own. He has no God in him. He said there's no truth in him. And therefore, when he's talking of his own. He's not talking of God. And God alone. Because God is talking of his own. That he said Christ is his own. Who? The words. He said, I speak. They are mine. Say the spirit. And now he said we should hear the voice of his word. Which is the voice of Christ. Speaking clearly from the pages of the Bible. He said anyone that comes to this Christ and he doesn't hear him talk. He said he's dead to God. Dead to the Son of God. See what Moses said to them in the old time. In Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Hear what Moses said, spoke concerning Christ to the people. Reading verses 12 and 13. And the Lord spake unto you out of the midst of the fire. You heard the voice of the words, but saw no similitude. Only you heard a voice. And he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments, and he wrote them upon 2 tables of stone. Moses said, you heard the voice of his word. God spoke to them by his word. So they heard the voice of the word. When he finished speaking to them, he wrote the same word in the stone tablets. He said, deliver them unto me. You saw no similitude. You didn't see any shape. You only heard the voice of his word. When they were in the mountain, they heard the voice of his word. And then they came and understood that it was the word that was made flesh. That the word of God, as the scripture says, and the word became a human, which is Jesus Christ, that took them to the mountain and took the disciples to the mountain and showed them his glory. He said, we beheld his glory, John wrote. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The only one God gave birth to is the Holy Bible on earth. And he says that you saw no similitude, that God gave birth to the stone tablets, Moses said. And now he said you should take to him, that these stone tablets followed them in the wilderness 40 years. They hardened their hearts against Christ. They tempted Christ. And they saw his work. He overthrew them in the wilderness. They all perished, except Joshua and Caleb, that he brought to the land. He said they live still because they listened to Jesus. They listened to the scriptures. The scripture cannot be broken. He's saying that we should listen to the voice of the scriptures. The scriptures should enter us. We should enter him. And that is the only way to be preserved and live forever. And so he's saying to us that we should hear him. We should listen to the scripture that God has given eternal life to the scriptures. That as God is living, the God that spoke to them on the mountain, he said the scripture he gave to them is talking. As a matter of fact, he has committed everything to the scriptures. That God will not talk to us. He wants us to listen to his son. That's why he said, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear you him. That he is not going to condemn anybody. But there's one that condemned the word. In the Bible, that I have one that will judge. The very words are spoken shall judge on the last day. Judge who? Judge humans. That this judgment is going to be based on the fact that we have seen him. That the days of ignorance God overlooked. The days within whom Christ is. That's why he said the days that come in now is. When the dead, we who died in Adam, will hear the voice of the scriptures. He said they that believe will live. And so he said the judgment is committed to him, that he is the judge of the living and the dead, that he is that resurrection, he is that living one, he is that power, he is the one that will speak. And he said the dead will come up. And who is that one? The Son of God. He wants to enter also that out of you will be sounding the sound of Christ. That is a sign you have been born of him. A person who is speaking English sounds from him or from her. One who speaks French, his French will be sounding out of you. He would say he wants Christ to be sounding out of us. Coming clearly. And that's why in Jerusalem, when he came upon his disciples, the sound of the word came out of them. They preached the word. Why? Because he has entered them. He said, you'll be witnesses unto me. In Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, to the utmost part of the world. So he did. He said that when the Spirit came upon the house of Cornelius, they were sounding the same sound that they had in Jerusalem. And so God is saying to us that he wants the voice of Christ to enter us. He wants us to have his word abiding in us. He said for 40 years they were not open to him. They hardened their heart. They sealed up their heart. And then Christ could not enter into the hearts of the Israelites in the wilderness. Now he says this same word is being preached to us through the gospel. The same word was preached to them. It didn't profit them because they didn't believe. Now, he said, after such a long time, he spoke again through David. He's not saying to us, the days are coming. Now is those days of Jesus Christ. When the Son of God, him alone that is speaking, in these last days. And so, therefore, he said, we should hear him today. That when we hear the voice of the scripture, we should not harden our heart. As in the provocation, in the day of temptation, the wilderness. When they tempted him, they saw his work. They didn't believe that he is the work of God. That Jesus is the work of God. The writing of God. He said it was written with the finger of God on the stone tablet. He said, believe on him. That it is him God sent. He sent his word. And he healed us. And delivered us from our destruction. What is the destruction? Lack of knowledge. That my people are destroyed because they don't know whom the true God is. That the true God is Jesus Christ. The voice of God is in him. And that God is talking from his son. He said we should hear his voice. Jesus says the words you are hearing is not me speaking, it's my father speaking. So what we hear from the Bible is the very word of the Holy Spirit. And so we are hearing his voice from his son. From the scriptures, that it is the scripture he calls his son, not flesh and blood, not even an angel. God is sounding to humans from the Holy Bible. He said, this is the beloved son of God. And then he preached him to in heaven, the angels who obeyed him, they overcame the dragon because they took to Jesus. He said, on earth, we should do his will as well. The will of the Father is that anyone that seeth the son and believe on him, he will give him everlasting life. He will give him the knowledge of the true God. that has everlasting life. To know him, the only true God, and Jesus whom he has sent. That Jesus is this Bible he sent that is among us. He said his voice is in him. That God dwells in Christ. In him dwells the fullness of the Godhead. God did it himself. So that we will not be looking for God and where is he talking from? No. He wants us to know that he abides in his son. That his voice remains permanently in his son. And that's why the son of God cannot be removed. The scripture cannot be removed. Because the scripture is that God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, which he says, unto me every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall swear that I am God. Because he is God. Wherefore, God has highly exalted the Bible and gave him a name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Every tongue should confess that he is Lord. And that anyone that bowed to the Son has bowed to the Father. Anyone that bowed to the Scripture has bowed to the Holy Spirit that gave us the Scriptures. Anyone that received the Scripture has received the eternal Spirit that gave us the Bible. You don't need to look for God. That God is in Christ. And therefore, the voice of God is the voice of Christ. And that's what he's saying to us, that we should listen to him. See what the apostle wrote in Hebrews chapter 12. The voice of Christ is the voice of God. The voice of the Holy Scriptures. Hebrews chapter 12. Hear what the eternal Spirit says, and it's written for us in the Bible. For the Spirit speaketh expressly. He has expressed his word in writing. Hebrews chapter 12, in verse, if we read from verse 18. For ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched and that burned with fire, nor unto darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them any more. For they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touched the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. He said, we have not come to this mountain, this Mount Sinai, when it was terrible, there was fire, thunder everywhere. He said, that's not the mountain we have come to. We have come to Mount Jesus. Look at it in verse 22. But ye are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refuse him that spake on the earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. He said he is speaking from heaven. That this mountain is not natural mountain, is what he's saying to us. This is spiritual mountain. The mountain of the Holy Bible, that God is in him. He is the city of the living God, that God dwells in the Word. He said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. That this Word we have in the Bible was with God in the beginning, dwelling in God. That every word in the Bible was in God. Then he spoke to the prophets. And that's why it's written that by this Word he created heavens and the earth. He says, you are come to Jesus, to the Scriptures, that he spoke on earth. And anyone that rejected the word perish. Now he says, see that you don't refuse the voice of Christ, the voice of the Holy Scripture, because he is unremovable, he is unchangeable. He abided forever. That's why he says, priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. He is not removable. He removed Mount Sinai, then gave us Mount Zion. He said, this mountain cannot be removed. You have come to Mount Jesus. You have come to the Holy Scriptures in the Holy Bible that abided forever. He came from heaven. This word we have in the Bible, he said, came from heaven. We heard the excellent voice from glory. He says, see that you don't refuse him. You don't refuse the voice of the Scriptures. That anyone that refuses the voice of the Scripture has no remedy. not on earth, not in heaven, that you are come to this mountain, to an innumerable company of the holy angels, to the city of the living God. He says that the angels are in him, that the angels are in the Bible. That is where they abide, and he's abiding in them. They have the testimony of the scriptures. He says, the spirit of just men made perfect everyone that have come to the knowledge of the perfect Son of God. They are in him, he's in them. That's why the apostle said, truly, our fellowship is with the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. That the Son of God is come. He has given us understanding that we may know him. That is true. That the word of God in the Bible is the truth. And then we are in him, he's in us. And that this truth is the true God and eternal life. And therefore, little children, keep yourself from idol worshiping. Who removes this idol from us? The scriptures. Jesus Christ retakes idol from us. So when we come to him, we have come to the true God. We are not dreamers. We are not daydreaming. We are seeing God. That's why he said we should look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We believe the Holy Bible to the saving of our soul forever. This is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, God of Jacob. Is anyone that comes to this God and don't believe on him, he says it's impossible to please God. That we who say we love God, we should love his word. He said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. That God loved Christ. Therefore, he said, you should be pleasing him. Jesus says, if you love me, keep my word. Keep the scriptures. And my father will love you. Then we'll come and make our abode in you. In case you think he's different, he said, no, I am my father are one. God dwells in the scriptures. The spirit of the scripture is in the scriptures. Now he said, if you keep looking to this scripture, he is that spirit. He will enter you, you will enter him. Then that's why he says, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. They will not follow the voice of the stranger. He said, why is it they cannot understand his speech? Because they don't have Christ in them. Don't have the Holy Bible in them. That if they have the Holy Bible in them, they will hear what he's saying, that my flesh is meat indeed. Who is talking? The scriptures. My blood is drink indeed. Drink me. Why don't you know what he's saying? Why don't they know who is talking? It's because there's a blindness in the mind. He said the God of this world, flesh and blood, has blinded the mind. That we cannot look unto this perfect law of liberty. The word God gave to us to free us and heal us. He said the man cannot see it. He said it's not God that did it. It's the devil. And so he came to set us free. He came from heaven above to set us free so that he can give us the knowledge of the true God, that the knowledge of the true God is in Christ. It's in the scriptures. Anyone that hears my voice, they say he has passed from death to life. He's in God. God is in him. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.